Blog Talk Radio.
Today, but I want you to join us all the way, my God, from Monday through Friday, my God, beginning Tuesday through Friday at 7 a.m. I want you to join. I want to explain to you where you are, where you're at, what God is doing. I want to explain to you, for you can keep making it, you can keep pushing it. Amen. And I know that you continue to press past the moment, and you keep pressing through the fire. And it's not really fire, amen, that we, some of us, that we're, what we are in, it might seem like it, but it's not, amen. It's something that is benefiting for you, but you're not going to be able to know if you don't be around the table to get rid of these. Listen, I thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing to commune with you all, to bless God with you, just to share a happy time and a fun time with you in the Lord. And I know that God got many things for you. You're going to keep on pushing. You're going to keep making it. You're going to keep going into the place where God has you for. And I just thank God for our partners, Norway, United Kingdom. I thank God for you all as well. South Africa, we thank God. Australia, we thank God for you. Germany, we thank God. It's always a blessing to deal with, to commune with our families and friends all over the world. And I just bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. And we thank God for right here in our very own United States of America, our families and friends, our partners that just been faithfully listening in all over the world. I know that if somebody is hungry and want the things of the Lord, and you see value, you hear value, and you see value that is coming into your life. That's why you've just been so faithful. Amen. California, Nevada, we thank God for you as well. Denver, we thank God for you. Delaware, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. We just thank God for you all. Florida, Texas, and also right here in Georgia, Ohio. We just thank God for you all. And I know that value, and I know that something that God has for you. And I'm telling you right now, the best is yet to come. But you got to get the information. If you're going to get the information, you could be able to plan your execution out a little better. And you can always have a moment that it seems like you cannot fail. You won't fail. You ain't going to fail because of your information. Amen. Listen, saints of God, I don't want to hold up too much time, but you know how we pastors do and we preachers, we get a mic. It seems like we cannot stop. We go on and on and on. And folks say, listen, I just sit down. I'm trying to listen to you, Pastor, but I got to cook. I need to get something to eat. We've been working. Kids been in school all day. We ready to get something to eat. Well, guess what? I thank you all for tuning in anyway. And I thank you for allowing us to be a part of your afternoon. But you won't never forget the place of your worship. Listen, I ain't going to take up too much time. I want to bring in our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Temple.
Amen.
First of all, I would like to say good afternoon to each and every one of you. And I would like to give Jesus Christ, he's the head of my life. I would like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady, First Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith. And I would like to give honor to Barbara Elect Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbly. We know how once more on a blessed Monday afternoon. God, just give you the praises and the glory, God. We thank you how you just kept took tears all day long, God, without any hurt, harm, or danger. It did not come upon us, God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you. We thank you for your strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for what you are doing even right now. We thank you, God, for when we go through our trials and tribulations, God, it only makes us stronger, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to show our heart that hatred and malice won't get inside of our heart. We thank you for constantly being that mind regulator for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our family members today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, save them and deliver and set the captain free in the name of Jesus. God, how we thank you. We thank you for the food that you prepared on our tables, God, today. We realize, God, it wasn't us ourselves, but it was you all the time in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for the miles that we traveled in the name of Jesus, God. When it seems like we can't go no further, God. Oh, God, sometimes you're carrying us, and we don't even know it. We thank you, God, today in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is once again, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing them, God, because we know that you are, God. This is your promise. You told us by your stripes we're healed. So we are healed in the name of Jesus. We realize, God, you cannot lie and won't lie. So we say thank you this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We come not complaining or bickering about anything, God, but we just come thanking you for all things, from the littlest to the largest, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being so grateful, God. So whatever you put on our table, we won't complain. We'll just say thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we'll cry out today, how to about say, God. We'll cry not today, how to about say, God. Continue to lead and guide us, because in the way that you will have us to go, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for stepping away from people and things, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that we're constantly praying and laying before you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, that you have us in that quiet place in you, God. That we can hear your voice, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up the homeless today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, about you, God. We lift up the one that's in the mental institution today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you go about it. Oh, God, just touch your mind today, God. Just a touch, God, in the mighty name. Just one touch on you, God. Don't make everything all right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you look upon that person that it says that they'll never be nothing, that they'll never be called about shit, God. We thank you for turning every situation and waiting around for that person, God, whoever they need to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving them. How do about say, filling him with your precious Holy Ghost. God, we realize, God, without your Holy Spirit, we cannot live about her according to your will, God. We just can't do it about shit, God. But when you fill us with your Holy Spirit, God, about shit, God, oh, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that strong will, God. That strong will, the one to confidently push. Hey, that strong will, God. Well, let us say we will not bow down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, God. Hey, we realize, God, without your help, God, it would be impossible, God. Oh, but you are the impossible. How do say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We ask you that you touch every laptop today, God. Every and the telephone, God. Oh, say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you touch, God. Let somebody feel your presence today, God. In the name of Jesus. Somebody that's been in that down out. Down low in the deadly mood, God. Somebody been in that suicidal spirit, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make their minds out right, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the bullshit, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you shake them today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the bullshit, God. Don't let them throw in the tape, God. Oh, don't let them throw in the towel. But let them begin to say, Lord, I need you. I need you like never before. I'm going to say yes to you will today, God. No matter what it looks like, it's not what it looks like, God. Oh, God, the bullshit, God, let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the bullshit, God. We thank you, God, that your angels are all around us, shielding and protecting the Bible, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, God. Let us begin to just walk through our home. Let's look towards the year which is coming out here and saying thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Your word that you be praised. Everything that we go through, God, about shunning the book. Hey, with your strength, God, we realize we can make it. We can make it. How about you? You said we could do all things to you, Christ. That strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us look back. How about you? Don't let us look at what somebody else has, God. But let us keep our minds on you and our eyes on you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. How about you, God? Oh, God, make us strong towers in you, God. Strong towers in the Bible say, where we can say and say, yes, you we are. Where we can begin to preach your gospel, the Bible say, minister to your people everywhere, God. Where we can remember, where we can go into the home that you call the Bible say, God, and love on them, and let them know it's going to be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. ourselves. We realize, God, we can make do for night, but we know our joy comes in the morning. No matter how it looks, no matter how it looks in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our elders of one today, God. Continue to reach your loving arms around them, shield and protect them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord of hosts, God, you're worthy to be praised. We need to praise you all at all times, God. We need to constantly have a praise upon our lips. No matter how you feel, you need to still praise him, God, because he's worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We need to shake ourselves right now, but before I don't say that, God, just begin to shake yourself. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, mercy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you thought about Senator, God. Oh, we lift up every minister that it is today, God. Every minister, female minister, male minister, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them. Let them stay up on the wall. Let them continue to call the name of Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you go by Sunday. Let the truth begin to fall out their lips like never before. Out of those sick eyes, they ain't about Sunday. Let them cry out today. Well, the head been heard about Sunday. And fill out God's word to the people everywhere. Southeast, north, and west, he called about say, oh, how we need your word. We need your word that we can begin to chew on it. Eat it and swallow it, he called about it, God, because it will strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Continue, God, to the Lord. Teach us to be humble before the mighty God and laying before you, heart of us, God. Whatever it takes, God, let us keep on running. Running like never before. Put fire in our feet, God, of us, and give us that zeal, Lord, that zeal, Lord, of us, God, that we can constantly run through you on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know we love our companion, Lord, of us, God, but you got to come first in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. In a mighty way, God. These things we ask you this afternoon, Lord, we ask that of us. In the name of the Father, I say it. In the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this afternoon, God. Let your holy will be done, God. Not our will, Lord, but your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
I dare somebody this afternoon, you just go ahead and give thanks to God. Because, yeah, your situation might look like it's bad. Your situation might look like it's just coming against you. You might be weighted down. You might be stressed out. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, this situation you in right now, what you're facing right now, what you've been dealing with right now, is nothing to compare for what God done been for you, how he done blessed you, how good he's been to you. So therefore, I got something to have joy about. You got something to have peace about.
I thank you, God. We thank you this morning.
My soul get happy when I think of you, God, when what you are doing to in the midst, regardless of what we understand, how we understand it, how can we understand it, it doesn't matter. All we know that you are in our midst, and my soul say glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know that it's many of you this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord,
God, the glory, regardless of what you're facing, what it looks like, what it could have been, what it could have been. But thank you. You just thank him. Some of you, you thank him. You got a job. You able to make some money. Somebody ain't able to do that. You don't have to stress about that. You thank him. You still hold in your right mind. Somebody is not able to in your right mind.
Hey,
you thank him. Even though your body might be rocking with pain, you still hold in your right mind that you could declare and decree and have faith for your healing. It's not over. not over.
Yes.
Therefore,
Yes, Lord.
I just want to praise
Lord.
Him. I just want to praise Him. Can we just praise
Lord.
Our Lord and
Hallelujah.
And give Him the glory
Lord.
And give Him the praise and magnify
Hallelujah.
His holy name
you,
because He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Worthy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He is worthy.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy. My goodness.
Yes,
you know
yes,
when you don't saved into a place. Listen, saints, we got our speaker tonight, our very own minister Nita. Amen. But I want to share this with you. You know when you don't came into the realm where you in God, because when you in God, I'm not talking about in the realm where you're outside of God. Many of us get it twisted and get it mixed up, being in God and being outside of God. Because when you're outside of God, you can still feel Him because you're still in the midst of His presence. But that doesn't mean you're in Him. When you're outside of God, you can feel God, but guess what? You're easy to get pulled out of His presence. So it's harder for you to get a breakthrough. It's harder for you to reflect on the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for you. You just saying your sorrows, you're lying to your problems, you're lying to the issues. The reason why, because you're on the outside. You got to get in the inside. And until you get in the inside, you won't be able to understand, say, you know what? It doesn't matter what comes my way. I give joy when I think about what God done done.
Yes,
it doesn't matter what I'm
looking
at. I still have joy. I still have peace. I give God the glory because I'm not in myself. I am in God. And when I'm in God and when you are in God, you are feeding off of God. And when you feeding off of God, God doesn't stress. He doesn't worry. He go to sleep at night. He have peace.
And
he have joy. When you feeding off of God, that's what you have. Regardless if my body get weary, my soul still say glory.
Come on.
God, I bless your name. Because nothing could, nothing, it's not nothing in this world can rock my boat because I'm in the protection of the Almighty. I'm not just feeling Him. I am in Him. And that's where the things have gone. You have to get to that place to where you just not feeling God. You are in God. I'm not just feeling the brother. I am in the brother. Because when I see what God is doing, I know He's working it out. My goodness.
Amen.
I just feel good on the test. It's just it's something that happened to my spirit. To where I feel good.
Lord.
I can't think about drama. I can't think about hope. I got
no
to
bad.
Have the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord.
Yes,
He's
Lord.
Up to something. That's why I got to keep being faithful. That's why I got to keep pushing.
Amen.
I can't stop. I can't. You can't stop. Because when I'm telling you, my God, this is going to be a crazy season. Y'all thought y'all going to experience something? This is going to be a crazy season. And for those that are going through right now and you got your little turkey going on, it's because the enemy trying to get you unfocused. It's because he don't want to see, he don't want you to see the season that you're going to get ready to walk into. I'm here to tell you,
rejoicing
already before it comes in my hand and before I'm feeling good. My God, James Brown don't got nothing on me because I feel good better than him. I know he's all the time about I feel good, but I feel good to be in the presence of the Lord. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm just feeling good, and I just thank God for what He is doing, where He's bringing. See, it's my God, we get ready for our own messenger, but when you really free for the cares and the thoughts of this world, and when you free for the cares and the thoughts of people, when you free from the cares of the trials, different things that go on, when you free, you can't help but to live in joy, peace, and happiness. You cannot help but to celebrate the living God. You cannot help but to rejoice in Him, my God. And who is free indeed. I'm telling you right now, that's all right. I feel all right. And I'm telling you right now, this is a way to jumpstart this week. I just thank God for what He is doing. Thanks of God. You got to give God the praise, give Him the glory, some of us got to work to get in him. And when you get in him, stay in him. Don't come out for nothing. Don't even come out and answer the door. Don't even say, who is it? Don't even respond to a dope bill. You just get in God, stay in him, and don't answer anything. My God, I'm just feeling all right. My God, I just thank God for what he's doing, saints of God. We just give him a glory, and this is the time to where you just rejoice in the Lord. And when you begin to rejoice in the Lord, you're going to find out that your situation is already worked out. You're going to find out that God was already up in it. You're going to find out that God had another direction. When you rejoice in him, you're going to find out that this wasn't that bad after all. God is still working it out. Amen. Listen, I don't want to go too much further because I'm feeling a burn. It was a burn on me yesterday, and I'm feeling a burn again. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's right, Mother. Let it burn. This is burned over the fire department. Just let it burn.
Amen.
I don't want it to burn out. My goodness. Amen. Listen, this is the part where we're getting ready. We got our very own Minister Dita. She's going to come and get ready to deliver something to keep this burn going. God bless you, Minister Dita.
God is surely in the place today. He is in the presence right now. I feel him all over my body. And I just thank you right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for being in my presence, Father
God.
I ask you, Father God, let the words that come out of my mouth, Lord, be acceptable to you, Father God. Let your heavenly power, Father God, be filled on this airway, Father God. Let everybody know in their home, Father God, that you're there with them, Father God. That you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. That you are the high God, Father God. And we can do all things through God who strengthens us, Father God. Yes, your presence is here, Lord. I feel you and I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, I had something else that I was going to come out of tonight, but when the Holy Spirit decided, when Apostle Temple invited the Holy Spirit in, my spirit shifted. And I'm going to speak on tonight about resting in his presence. But first of all, we need to always remember from Psalms 34 that we should praise God at all times, that his praises should continually come out of our mouths at all times. And that also when we're resting in his presence. And I want to first of all speak on Psalms 91. And I have to go on, and normally I would feel out of place and be all upset and go back to my old ways and let the old nature come through. But what about God? God, his presence was there with me. My sons, I seen spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, because we knew that God was with us. He had us in his dwelling place, the secret garden. And while we were going through what we were going through, God was there. He prepared the way. Why did he prepare the way? Just as Moses did. Moses asked God to be with him while he was going through his situation by taking those Israelites around that mountain. He knew that he couldn't do it by himself. He knew that he needed God to be with him. And even though it was a hard task, Moses had sometimes that he was able to rest because he can look and see that God was there with him. When the people cried out for food, God gave them manna. When the people did things that they weren't supposed to do, God gave them correction. And that allowed Moses to have just a little bit rest. That allowed him to be knowing that he was covered in God's safety. He was in his safety. But what I do want you to know is that when you're in the rest of God, or when you're in the safety of God, you still may have trials and tribulations, because Jesus said we needed to bear our cross every single day. But the problem is that you will know that this problem is mine, is not mine. I'm casting all my cares to the Lord. He's the one that's going to carry me through. Because I trust him, because I have faith, he's going to carry this burden. This too shall pass. I'm not going to have to sit here and wreck my brain. I'm not going to have to sit and curse and fuss and get all out of shape, because I trust God, because he told me that he would say he would secure me. He would protect me, that I wouldn't have to sit and go through things so hard. I will go through things, but it won't be such a hard ordeal, because I'm trusting him. Even when things are not going your way, instead of getting upset, instead of sucking your teeth, instead of saying Satan did this and Satan did that, no, Father, I will trust you. Even when you can't see things getting any better in your life, you're going to still sit and say, Father, I will trust you. Why? Because you are resting in his presence. You are laying there on his bosom. You are telling him, Father, situation, Father God, this medical condition, Father God, this job, Father God, is too much for me to carry, Father God. But let me lay my head on your bosom, Father God. Let me have this talk with you, this intimate relationship with you, Father God, because I'm praying to you, Father God. I'm praising you, Father God. I'm reading your word, Father God. I'm gaining a relationship with you, Father God, so I can rest in your presence. And this is the things that we have to do. Yes, Moses did it in the old. Job did it in the old. Even Paul did it in a jail cell. But the great part about it is, just as they did it back in the old, AD, BC, we can do it now in this century, because God never leaves us nor forsakes us. When we decide that we want to be at peace, when we decide that God is the head of our lives, when we decide that we're ready to surrender all and give him all our problems and not lean on our own understanding, that's when God will give you rest. For years, my mother kept telling me through a situation, you got the rest. You got the rest. You got to give it to God. No, I kept picking it up. I kept picking it up because maybe in my mind I thought I was God. But on today, I know better. I know better. I had a situation, drove 15 hours to Kansas trying to get my son in a school that the Holy Spirit had already told me wasn't his school. But on today, yes, that day there, we had so many obstacles. The tire blew out. The axle broke. Oh, my son lost his wallet. We continued to praise God because we knew that it was not in our control, but God controls everything. So I'm able to sit and say that me and my family, we rested in the situation. When the no came in, we sat, we smiled. I looked at God. I said, Father, I'm going to thank you, Lord, because this wasn't where you wanted them to be. So all type of situations might have taken place, but I was able to rest in him. On today, I got a call from his cardiologist, not knowing he had issues with his heart, saying Mr. Gregory needs to come in and get some tests. But see, look at God, because had he been them 15 hours away, I wouldn't have been able to be there to help him through the situation today. So on today, we're going to praise him. We're going to continue to rest in him. We're going to continue to know that he is God all by himself, that everything that is, we continue to seek him first, that he will give us the answers that we need. Even if it's a no, we'll be able to go to sleep at night and rest, knowing that it was God who made the decision, because we wasn't being busybody. We wasn't sitting there trying to go into different ways or whatever. A person called me and said, we might be able to sponsor you. But God had already told me, no, that's not going to take place, because I said no. I said no. You need to be obedient to my will and my way. Get on the road and get back home. And on today, I'm at peace. I am at peace. My son is at peace. Even though it may have been a disturbing situation for someone else, when you allow God to come into your life and you accept him as Lord, Jesus as Lord, as your Lord and Savior, then you will learn when disappointing situations come, you will still say, Father, I thank you. Father, where do you go next? Father, this is your will, not our will, Father God. I'm no longer going to lean on my own understanding, Father God, but I'm going to trust you, Lord Jesus, and my faith continues to grow. Just grow upwardly, Father God. There is nothing and nobody on this earth at this time right now can steal my joy, that can steal my peace, because God wrapped his loving arms Amen. Around me and let me know, daughter, this is my will. Everything will be fine. This too shall pass. Just continue to be obedient. Continue to sing praises to me. Continue to talk to me in the wee hours of the night. Even when you have nothing to say, just continue to be there. Be in my presence, because I'm in your presence and I have granted you peace. Tonight, saints, find God. Find God, rest your head on his bosom, and let him grant you that peace. It's nothing like, nothing better than that inner peace. It's nothing better when Jesus comes and he wraps his arm around you and you can feel his presence. It's nothing better than that. It's nothing. It's nothing that I can tell you, but if you call on Jesus, he'll allow you to feel it. If your heart is right, he'll allow you to feel it. If you know what I know, if you just call on the name of Jesus and allow your faith to continue to build, you will know what it means to rest in his. You'll laugh. Nothing can hold you down because you are sick. You want to take everything off to run, to get on them holy grounds, to get in your secret place so you can just spend time with God. On tonight, I ask you, I charge everyone that's hearing my voice to ask God to give you that inner peace, to allow you to feel his peace, and to let you rest in the green meadows. I charge each and every person to do that. If you got issues that you know that you can't control, take it to God. He's there. He's willing. He's able. All you have to do is ask. In Jesus' name, I say this to you all tonight. I love you all, and I am resting in his arms. I am resting in Jesus' arms right now. I urge you all to do the same thing. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Listen, this is like a continuation of what we had yesterday. It's like a continuation of what we was dealing with yesterday. And yesterday, you know, we was dealing with about living. One thing about the saints, it seems like when we came over to Christ and we came over to serve God, we forgot how to live. You know, we just forgot how to live. And I believe that some of us just don't know how to live. Amen? Because think about this. I showed this illustration on yesterday. Think about the music that you used to get down to. You used to relax and chill. Some of these songs and old music you used to drink to and different things. And when you was in that type of arena or that type of feeling, you wasn't caring about no bills. You wasn't caring about no situation. You wasn't caring about that. Matter of fact, your hater that hate you, if they gonna bring a sit with you and gonna talk about you all that, you didn't give a care. All you gonna say, hey, I'm gonna see you all this weekend, and you know that they talk about you. You didn't care. You didn't care about light skin shed off. You know, we used to say this thing like this. Well, let it get shed off. I'm chilling right now. I give these people their money when it's time to give them their money. You know, we didn't allow anything to bother us. But it seems like once we came over to Christ and we began to come into Christ, everything began to magnify. It seemed like everything is bothering us now. It's like, where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where's the happiness?
Amen.
It's the best time for your life where you should be happy and where you should be joyful, where you, that's like Minister Nita was saying, where, like, I'm rested in God. I'm in peace in God. Why? Because, listen, I'm abide into the law or into the kingdom of God now. Where's your peace?
Wow.
It seems like we have more peace. A lot of us have more peace when we was in the world, when we were straddling the fence. We have more peace doing that there than we have peace now. Why? Because we don't associate religion or serving God with he is our issues and our problems. It's like our issues, our problems, it done got magnified. But when we was in the world, it wasn't about that. It was about, hey, y'all, you know what? I ain't finna, listen, I don't got time for these folks. I don't got time for them. I'm finna go home. I ain't thinking about these people on this job. I'm finna go home, pop me a cold one, and I'm going to be all right. You know how we do. Amen? Nothing won't bother us. What happened? And I'm telling you right now, some of us just don't know how to live. And I want to begin to help you how to live. Live a life of a kingdom where you are joy, peace, and happiness. We should be the most cheerful and happy people around on the planet of the earth. Why? Because we got a Father who supplies all our needs. We got a Father that going, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a caretaker. Even though things might not work out the way we think it's going to work out, how we want it to work out, but guess what? He still got a plan. He got a plan because we are his children. We are his sons and daughters. He has a plan. So why stress? Why worry? Why be all? Why? Because he got a plan. We should have been stressing and worrying when we were out there in the world. That's why we should have been stressing and worrying, but we weren't stressed. Some of us, we don't have to be deep. We enjoy what we was doing. Some of us enjoy what we was doing. We was partying. We was clubbing. We was having a. You was having a good time. You know, we enjoy what we was doing, but why we cannot enjoy what we're doing right now with God? Why we cannot enjoy this life? I declare and I decree tonight as Minister Nita begin to release, I come in agreements with it, and I declare and I decree tonight that this body of Christ, you're going to begin to walk into a place of joy and peace and happiness. You will not walk in a place of the world, got chips on your shoulder, attitude issues, stressed out, worried out. You have a Father now, and your Father now, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a provider. Yeah. You might not know all his directions, which way he go, but at the end of the day, you could trust him that he will work it all right. I declare and decree that this is the last time that you're going to begin to weep and cry because things begin to stress you out or things begin to overtake you. I declare it in the name of Jesus that this year, this rest of this year and for the rest of your life, you're going to have, this going to be the greatest time of your life. You're going to begin to enjoy God, enjoy the things of what God has for you. You're going to begin to enjoy the blessing, and I wouldn't care what kind of news come your way. You're going to be just like what the Minister Nita just said. We still just have peace and trust in God. You're going to live in the kingdom, and no longer you shall live in a religious rule structure system that is not of God but is of man, and you shall live in the kingdom where God declared that us to live in and worship in and humble ourselves as a child, for we can enter in the kingdom of God. I declare it. I declare it. That way you could begin to go forth. That way you could begin to not to allow things to hold you down. Because when you're in the kingdom of God and when you really enter God, nothing won't hold you down. I don't care if you want to get in his presence. You ain't worrying about your situation. You ain't worrying about your issues. You ain't caring about anything. All you caring about, let me get to where God is. Because you are free. You are free. Yeah. Before I leave off this line, I want to pray a prayer to loose these, not loose them, I want to break these chains in the, on the, on your mind, that having your mind bound, having you embarrassed about your situation, embarrassed about your issues, keeping you docked down, bondage, to where you're not free to be able to enjoy life, enjoy yourself. I don't care how much weight you done gained. I don't care what done happened to you physically for doctor, medical issue. I don't care if you done lost a ear or lost an eye. You're going to begin to dress up that one eye. You're going to begin to decorate that one leg. You're going to begin to find things that shake that new figure that you have right now. You are free, and when you are free, you ain't caring about what people think, how they looking at you, what they got to say. What you are free. They, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You are free.
Hallelujah.
Saints, you are free. You are free. You're going to look your best. You're going to walk your best. Don't give a care what they say. I could care less. You on crutches. Decorate your crutches and begin to hop and give God a praise. You are free from the world system for what people think. You live in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are free.
It,
You are free, and you are free.
Yes.
No longer you're going to allow arguments and fights be able to hold you down and put you down. People in pressure of life, you're going to take that pressure like it ain't pressure. Stress is not going to be stress. You are free, and nothing's going to be able to hold you down. The enemy ain't going to know how to come at you, which way to come forward, which way to come to you. He ain't going to know, because it ain't going to be nothing to bother you, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I declare it internationally. Norway, I declare it. United Kingdom, France, South Africa, I declare it. United States of America, I declare it in the name of Jesus that you are free. Who the Son is free indeed. And I declare it in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. And that's what happened. I got to go, but I feel it now. I feel it. I wasn't trying to get into this vein right now, not just yet, but this week I was planning on to. But I'm telling you right now, that's what happened to you. That's what happened to the body of Christ. That's what happened to us saints of God. We don't allow religion to shape us how we should live, what we should think. That's religion, what we should do. That's religion, how we should look at things. The only way I should look at things, God said he got it. He paid it all on the cross. That's the only way I should look at things. I don't have to go and do nothing. I don't have to pray for money, because money is coming to me. That's one of my goals. Amen. That's one of my rewards, walking with him. He will supply my every need. I don't have to pray for my goodness, y'all hear me. I don't have to pray for my sickness, because at the end of the day, he said, by my stripes ye are healed, because I am in a kingdom. That is my benefit. That is what's due to me. And I declare and decree this afternoon that the saints of God, you're going to begin to see your benefits. Your benefits are prosperity, healing in the right mind, your peace and joy. My God, walking with God, you're going to begin to experience your benefits that God has for you for living in the kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
It's our time. It's your time. And the Lord shared with me on Sunday. Matter of fact, he shared with me 4 days in the morning, about 3 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. He said, son, it's not the fact that people have forgotten about how to live. Because right now, even some people, they go back to the old times. They remember how the old times brought them. They remember that that was a time that they didn't stress. They played certain music. They just didn't worry about nothing. And they began to have a strategy to go back. He said, that's why I'm married to the backsliders. Because the backsliders, they just looking for answers. They looking for a way. My God, I feel this. God is setting somebody free. My God, this afternoon. He said, because of the backslider, they just looking for something to give them the peace of mind. Because nobody never taught them how to live in a kingdom. They taught them, if you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, you'll get that. If you don't do this, this consequence will happen. If you do this, this consequence is going to happen. God's going to kill you over here. God's going to judge you over here. God's going to beat you over here. They don't know how to live with peace, happiness, and joy. You don't. He said, that's why when we play certain gospel, when we play gospel songs, we always reflect the gospel music back on our issues and situations. Some of us reflect about where we come from. It's never be a time where we reflect, ooh, I remember when this jam came down, I just got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We don't reflect on that kind of stuff. We just reflect, God, don't brought me out, because that's what the religious system don't taught us and it's still into us. But we got to get in the kingdom minded, and the kingdom minded who the Son set free is free indeed. And we all are free by our Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I got to get out of here. Listen, Saints, I think, my God, what a time, what an awesome word. You got to begin to be free. If you're not free, I'm going to let you know how you examine when you're not free. Because you will allow, when you used to have that fire for God, and you allow situations come in your life, and you begin to focus on that, and you're not going hard for God anymore, you're not free yet. You still bound, and you got some more work to become free. And a lot of us need to be free from our own human mind,
our own mind that is controlling our purpose and our destiny and it causing our life to be sabotaged. I free you in the name of Jesus by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Listen, saints of God, my God, you might as well get ready. We're going to have a power-packed week. This is going to be power-packed. It's going to be, my God, the Spirit of the Lord doing what he's going to do, say what he's going to say, going to fulfill us. And I'm telling you right now, I want you round the table. Don't you miss no more. Because, like I said, and I said it last week, it don't matter what I went through today. This day, today, my God, this 1 hour spending with you all is the most important time that I can even invest in my life. When you be in the kingdom, you think like that. My God, my church service Sunday, that was the most important time in my week. It don't matter what transaction, it doesn't matter. That's the most important time in my week because spending time with God in the community within the body. You don't want to miss the very important time of your week, of your day. You don't want to miss it because when you miss it, you miss valuable information going to shoot you to your next level. I thank God for each and every one of you who the Son set free is free indeed. It's time for us to walk in freedom and live life how God told us to live in this word. God bless you. You all see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.